Okay, the Shish Beda Nishmas of Emoiri, Tzvi Ben Yishu Yaakov on his fourth Yahrzeit today. Okay, so I want to move on to a very interesting piece that we discussed, the introduction to it on the last pieces, but let's just see something which I just investigated today, a very, very interesting halachas. Put a Gemara back. One safe I need to get, sorry. You can do this in the middle of Mincha.
You'll be here tomorrow morning? Hmm? You'll be here tomorrow morning?
Okay, sorry. Okay, there's a sugya in Ksubas, Daf Yudam Beis, Yudala from Nala, sorry. A very well-known sugya, which has a lot of practical ramifications. Okay. Yeah? That's right, yes. Yeah. This is regard to the halacha of ger cotton. Ger cotton. And the Gemara says in the Daf Yudala from Nala in Ksubas, Omer of Huna, ger cotton matzvina oisal das beisim. A ger cotton, in other words, you have a child who, obviously a person has a choice of the geirus, proper geirus, and the geirus is chal, and it makes a person changes him from a goy to a yid, and that's done usually with a person's own decision, right? A person's sometimes difficult decision, sometimes it's basically make it difficult, but there's various ways of discouraging, and he decides he wants to become a ger, he becomes a ger. Rav Huna says, a ger cotton matzvina oisal das beisim. You can have a ger cotton, you can have a child who, or we'll get to adoption soon. Yeah, you can get a child who based in, get involved, and they do tevila on his behalf. In other words, ger cotton, you do tevila with him. In other words, in order to become a ger, you do mila and tevila. You do it to this child. And the Gemara says later on, however, when he gets older, he has a right to. Mlimchois means he can challenge the geirus, and therefore he becomes no longer. He retroactively not become a. He's not a Jew retroactively.
This is a bar
mitzvah. At the bar mitzvah. Now, so you have to understand. There's a very, very big controversy. In which case exactly do what al das based in? What does that mean? So Rashi says it's a talking about a case where the child doesn't have a father, and the mother is bringing him to do geirus, and the child is using the restriction of the father, and then in that situation, they become like the father of the child, and they do geirus.
But the mother's Jewish.
No, if the mother's Jewish, wouldn't need geirus.
That's right.
So here we have.
With a single child. Single woman with a child, she says, "She's
yeah.
I want to become Jewish."
It could be in a situation where the mother did geirus herself after the child was born.
A single woman
did geirus after her child, or with her husband together. After the child was born, the child did not go through geirus. The father died. Now the mother says, "I want a Jewish child." So that's a case where the basin come like take the place of the father. Others say that it's referring to a case the Meiri writes. Tosrid says, the father and mother both died. And Basin come along and they Megaya him. They do geirus for him in order to help him. What's the correct word? To help him to connect, to integrate with the community. Maybe that's what he's referring to. The Meiri says it's talking about a child comes to base, knocking on the door, says, I want to become a ger. And the Ein Le'av, he doesn't have a father, or the father doesn't want, then he comes to base. Because there's a whole discussion what exactly the situation it is that Basin will get involved. If it does have a father, he doesn't have a father, he asked to become a ger. Because there's Machlokes Rishonim.
The child's called Muhammad.
Yeah. It's a good English name.
In England, it's in more England? Frequent than
yeah, it's the most common name in England. Muhammad is the most common English name today.
In Birmingham.
Yeah, no, everywhere. It's good.
If he converts, he doesn't have any proper connection to his parents anymore, right?
Even if a child converts together with his parents, technically he has no, He has no connection with Midaraisa. Now, okay, so let's go through this carefully. Now, in order to go through Geirus, this is very important, and Hidden Minchas Chinuch is not exactly holding everyone's opinion. To go through Geirus, generally we understand it to mean you've got to have three things. You've got to have Mila for a man, Tevila for a woman, Mila and Tevila for a man, you've got to have both, and you've got to have Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Now, Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, is that an ikuv? Is that a central in order? Do you have A, B, C in order to have Geirus? And if you do not have Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, you simply have not done Geirus? Or is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs an additional element to the Geirus that we're just showing that he really wants Geirus? It's not a condition to his Geirus. Now, this is where it gets complicated, because with a Geir Kotten, with a child, he can't make a decision of becoming a Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. I am accepting upon himself all mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are very technical. The ideas behind the mitzvahs are technical. The Schav Einish is technical. And a child is not chayv in mitzvahs because he doesn't understand the how difficult mitzvahs are. He doesn't understand the gravity behind going against a mitzvah. That's why a child is not chayv in mitzvahs. So when you have a Ger Kotten, the child could be 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it is, and he's got to be, he wants to become a Ger, how exactly does Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs fit in here? Correct? How exactly does it fit in? Here there's different Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that you're right, that he is a conditional Ger, that he's done as much as he can until the stage of Bar Mitzvah. Once he comes Bar Mitzvah, then he becomes the full-fledged Ger when he accepts upon himself mitzvahs. Those who say that. Others disagree, and they say that this din of Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs is not a condition within a mitzvah. Yeah? But they say it's just showing that he wants a Geirus. If he doesn't keep the mitzvah, then it doesn't show that he wants a Geirus. It's not a condition. It is a element that shows that he's serious about it, but it's not a condition in the Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. I'll give you a nafkamina. There's a big machlikus. We'll get to the regular case soon, but what happens if a chinonim family, if a secular family adopt a child and they go through the geirus for the child? Yeah? And they go through a geirus for the child, and the parents have absolutely no intention of bringing that child up Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. They have no intention of keeping a child. The child's not going to keep Shabbos. He's not going to keep Kashrus. He's not going to keep, who knows, they're going to keep Yom Kippur, Pesach. I don't know what he's going to keep, right? And therefore, is that, if they take him to a Beis Din and they Megaya that child, is a Geirus Chal? Is a child Jewish at all? What do we need to care? Which means, if that child becomes a Baal Tshuva and he wants to start keeping mitzvahs, does he need a new Geirus before he gets married to someone within Klal Yisrael? Yeah, this is a very, very serious question.
Because at Bar Mitzvah, maybe he didn't even do anything.
He didn't. No, he hasn't done anything. So this is a very, very serious question. And one second. So he says, "Igus Moshe writes, Sha'af im lo yiskadol yo shem Torah mitzvahs, even if he does not become a shem Torah mitzvahs, yeah." We can still do the Geirus is still Chal. Why? Because he says, "Zechusuloi liyos Yisrael sheyesh lekedushas Yisrael va'averus sheoisahim kushkago." Rav Moshe says this child has a. We still help him. In other words, it's forget about the parents. We are basing doing a Geirus for him. That's what the Gemara talks about. Basing can get involved. Why can basing get involved? Because it's a zechusuloi. It's a benefit for him. We're helping him. What do you mean you're helping him? He's not going to keep the mitzvahs. Not going to keep the mitzvahs. He is a shoygeg. But he is a Jew. And a Jew has an enormous love to HaKadosh Baruch and love HaShem HaKadosh Baruch has that to him. And therefore there is an advantage, even in that situation, of us getting involved and doing geirus to him.
But you're only talking about the first stage, not a bar mitzvah, necessarily.
Before the bar mitzvah, right? There are those who disagree. Okay, let's move this up to the next stage in the Mesina Menchas Chinuch. Okay? A shayla came to Rav Shmuel Vosner. Listen to the shayla. Nishalti Meir London. Have you heard of that? London?
No,
yeah, Meir London.
Some nice people come from there.
Yeah. Merav Echod from Ram Rabbi. She'omed l'sadeh kedushin l'zug. He is going to be mesadeh kedushin to a couple who are getting married. V'hine niskaleloi, it became revealed to him, shahakalo hi bas me'umetzes, she is adopted, le'mishpacha, v'hi b'shirosha goya, and she was a non-Jewish girl. Why? Shenolda mi'Yisrael haboa bas necho. Her father was Jewish, her mother wasn't Jewish, and therefore she is as Jewish as Pope John Paul II at that stage. Okay, fine. So now she is Elo Shiniskaira Pochus Megimel Shonim, but she's a Geiris under the age of 3 years. Al Dein Kotna Matina Isaba Adas Base. In other words, this using the clause of Basin can do Geiris, she became a Geiris.
And did she and at Bat Mitzvah? Did she?
Oh, oh. But Vahakala Hazois. This girl has no idea that she is adopted. She has no idea that those are not her parents. She has no idea that she is a geyerus.
Oh, so she's keeping Torah and mitzvahs.
Yeah, she does not know anything. And v'shal hashoyl, and therefore the Rav asked, im tzorech lo hidia kein hachosan ifnei hanisuin, is an obligation to let the chosan know before she gets married. Im tzorech lehidia lo, and do you have to let her know? What's a suffolk? What's a doubt? Let's take this to the bitter end here.
She doesn't know any better. She thinks she's a Jew.
She thinks she's a Jew. Now, what happens? What happens? What happens?
Russians.
The halacha is... What's that?
There's a lot of Russians that we don't have to do.
She went through Geirus. Let's get this clear. She went through a proper Geirus.
But she's not a
But at the young age of three. She does not know.
She didn't realize.
She does not know that she is a Geirus. So what's the chashash? So, Gvaldi, you've got to tell her. You've got to go shake her up. Poor girl. Enough so she's getting married in London. Yeah, you've not got enough to tell her that she's adopted. Poor thing.
And for sure, the chatan is not a coin.
Okay? The chosan is not a coin. If she, under 3 years, maybe it'll be okay, actually. Under the age of 3 years, it's calling Gamarigiris. A Chosin Gamarigiris under the age of 3 years, yes.
A Chosin Jewish?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Mamash, this is a proper Haredi wedding in London. Yeah, you got the rain, you got the flowers, you got the reception, you got the thing later on. You got
more rain.
She had Geiris when she was little?
She had Geiris when she was a little. But she had no idea. So what's the problem? The problem is, Gidoyla Yechoyla Limchois. If she somehow finds out later, she has an ability to be moiche. In other words, what's moiche mean? She can cancel the whole geirus and it works back retroactively. She could have by then a bunch of 5 or 6 kids and suddenly she hears what's going on and she hears that she's adopted. I don't know, she looks on Facebook or she looks on Twitter and she connects somehow with some kind of thing and she finds that she's adopted and says, oi vey, what do I need this for? Right? What do I need this for? I always looked at nice cheeseburgers. I can never... Forget it! And halacha is, she becomes, retroactively,
non-Jewish.
Cancels the geirus. What happens to her children?
Non-Jewish.
Retroactively makes her children non-Jewish.
Wow.
She's
not Jewish. Well,
that's
Jewish.
Wow. She's been married in a Jewish wedding. She, you know,
But do you understand what can happen here? This is incredible. If she is not Jewish... Retroactively, her children are not Jewish.
Even though she was Jewish when they were born?
Right? The fact that she was not knowing about that she was Jewish, maybe that's a chesaron in her geirus. In other words, how do you look at this?
Affirmation of her being Jewish.
So this is exactly the point. The point is, is it ma'akov in her geirus? For her to know that she is a geyerus, in order for her to be mekabel all mitzvahs, and if she does not know she is a geyerus, in other words, does she have to know she's a geyerus in order to keep the mitzvahs? Okay. You got to know you are geyerus. Thank you, gevaldik. Therefore, I want to keep the mitzvahs, right? Yeah. Or is there a din that you've got to let her know that, by the way, you have a choice of exit now. You can leave if you want, right? Or the fact is, the fact that we see her, that she's so happy and she's so this, that is considered Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. We do not need her to know that she wants to keep the mitzvahs. Look at her, she's shining. When she lights the candles, she's you can see how happy she is. And that we don't need the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Now, does Kabbalah Mitzvah have to be a conscious decision of hers, or do it just have to be a revelation of what she really wants? So this is a very serious
revelation
question. Adding into this, he says that this girl was a very, very sensitive girl. And he says that is a chashash that if she suddenly finds out now, just before she gets married, that she's adopted, to the fiyah matzav kor levadai, shim yidiyah lekala hi tivrach machmas busha, she will run off because of embarrassment. Oy shadove yazik lo ba'oifun gufani on nafshi. It's going to cause her emotional or physical stress, distress. And therefore, what should we do? Should we tell her? Should we not tell her?
Because her parents kept the secret from
her. Sometimes it's not the worst thing, but this is a situation, should we tell her? Rav Shmuel Vosner is very, very hesitant in this situation what to do. He says, Afal Gav, he says, Mikomokan Adain Koshali Litstarf Leheta Bezeh, and Aloha is that you have to let her know. You have to let her know. She has to be able to make the choice. She has to be able to make... No. It's wrong. She doesn't say they have to make a choice. She has to let her know that she went through Geirus. Then, if she says, okay, that's fantastic, and she just carries on keeping mitzvahs from there, you're fine. Do you have to, though, tell her that, by the way, you have an option, you have an exit plan? Yeah? Do you have to do that? So this is a very big machlekes between Rav Moshe and the other poiskim. Rav Moshe holds. Rav Moshe has a tshuva here about adoption. In Yerideya Simon, in Chelek Aleph Simon, Kuf Samach Aleph, he brings from Rav Miyavosky Shlita about people who shaloichim iladim shenoldim menochrim, and they bring them up and going through something called adoption. Yeah, what do you have to do? And he goes to discuss the whole about Mila Tvila, which we'll see soon, Mitzvah Shem, in Minchas Tinuch, about how that works, Mila Tvila works. But he talks about that and he says, you have to let them know that they are Jewish and they have an option to leave. Rav Moshe said it's ma'akuv. You have to do that. Most poskim do not necessarily agree with Rav Moshe, and all have to know that they're Jewish in order to say Baruch Hashem. But to tell her that they have to leave, this is Rav Shmuel Vosner in Simon Kuf Mem Dalad. He says, the rakidia go let them know the geirus. Aval ein sarach lohidia halacha sheichol limchos. You do not have to let them know the halacha that they have an option to leave. And he brings a riot, various different places arrive from Shas. They do not have to let them know that they have an option to leave.
Can it be
I'm sorry?
Can it, the option to leave, can it be used later on?
No. That's very interesting. It's brought down that once they've accepted it, that's it. That's once they've accepted it, Shor Achas. This is a Lashon of the... Kaven, it's a Lashon of the... he brings over here. So he says, once they keep Shor Achas, once they keep Yadus, you tell them, and they start keeping it, that's it, they can no longer back off.
You can't renegade anymore.
No, that's it. There's a Maisa Shehoya that happened in Ponovich. There's two Bochrim who were top, top boys, and they found out that during the war, very strange story, there was a housekeeper who was like very much part of the household, very, very much part of the household. I don't know exactly the names. And everyone loved her. Mama, she Yiddish mama, and she wasn't Yiddish mama at all. That she was a member of the household. She was a non-Jew. And they married her, right? And they didn't go through Geirus at all. And they found out what the story was. I'm not talking about Geirus and being Chol Limchos. They did not go through Geirus at all. And they told this, and Mashgiach had to call his boys and tell them, by the way, you're not Jewish. You can go through Geirus, right? And one of them said, I can think of not living as a Jew. The other one said, that's it. Threw his couple off, and that's how he went. That's how he was. He left. These things are very, very thick. So that says, Machlekes ha'poskim, if you have to tell the person, it's clear that you've got to tell them that they became a Jew, that has gone through Geirus. That's most of the poskim hold. But you don't have to tell them, though, that they have a way out. Okay?
You're not afraid that she might turn around 10 years later when she finds out that she had a choice and never gave?
No, no, no. Because once you've decided, that's it. Once you kept the others, that's it. There's a machlekus between Reb Shimshon Pinkus and Rizril Tauber. What happens if you find out that you weren't Jewish? What would you do? Okay, so I think Reb Rizril Tauber said that he'd first bring a korban, and then he'd go through Geirus. And Reb Shimshon Pinkus says he couldn't live a moment without being a Jew. He would go straight for.
What's a korban for?
A guy can bring a korban. Come closer, Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Jew can't bring a korban. As a guy, Gavaldi, you've got an opportunity to bring a korban. Right? So he said, no, even for a moment, I won't. But these are all practicalities, which is, by the way, actually very, very, very relevant to a lot of different cases. I'm not going through the whole cases about the falashas when the Ethiopians, whether they needed Geirus or didn't need Geirus, whether Yechidim Nimchais, Eidim Yechidim Nimchais, at what stage or not. These are very, very, very serious big shaydas that came up in the halacha, and are very relevant. So let's see how it's relevant over here. Quarter to is Marav? Okay. So he says over here, V'chein nearly poshut, just very one line, Dim basin molu ger cotton, v'tibulul kadinoi. If basin did mila to a ger cotton, and they toiled him, okay, which means va'achazeh kishehigdil micho. So he did mila, they did tevila, and then he was moicha as a gadol, which he can do gavur b'shas. Yeah, achrezeh kishebol iskaya, and now ve'vino el achrezeh kishebol iskaya ein socha tovis dambris. What happens later on? He wants to. He changed his mind again. I mean, this guy is a bit of an interesting individual. He may have just not got known Eish Kodesh as a shul. Yeah, but he decided, you know what, he's going to go along with Geirus. In other words, he had Mila and Tevila for Geirus.
Then he rejected it.
He became a goy. What does it take in order for now to become to Geirus again? Does he need new Mila and Tevila for the sake of Geirus again? Well, Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow, Mr. Hashem.